Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this weekend is the Printers Row Lit Fest, one of my favorite festivals of the summer. It's sponsored by the Trib, and it's got several vendors that sell books, and the festival welcomes some great authors and produces live readings and events. The headliner, if you will, for this year's Lit Fest is arguably one of the biggest authors working today. R.L. Stein is the award-winning author behind the Goosebumps series, which has over 400 million books in print around the world, and it was turned into a television program and, of course, major motion picture starring Jack Black. Next year will be the 25th anniversary of the first book in the children's horror series, Goosebumps. Stein will be on stage at the Harold Washington Library's auditorium Saturday around noon. At that time, Stein will be given the 2016 Chicago Tribune Young Adult Literary Award. But before that, he's here on The Download tonight. R.L. Stein, thanks for taking some time out to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That was a nice, long introduction. I think you covered everything.
We did, so thanks for joining us. Yeah, exactly. Well, Bob, first let me ask you, what does it mean to you to get this award from the Chicago Tribune?
Well, I'm excited about it. It's so many wonderful authors have received it in the past, and so I'm very pleased and very honored. And I think it's great any time a horror writer gets an award. That doesn't happen too often.
Do you categorize yourself as a horror writer? I mean, obviously, that's what you're...
I don't really. I never really planned to be scary. I always wanted to be funny. And I wrote joke books for kids and a funny magazine for kids. And the honest truth is, it wasn't even my idea for me to be scary. An editor gave me the idea. It's kind of embarrassing. I didn't think of it. So I don't really think of myself as a horror writer. I guess I think of myself mainly as a kids writer.
Let's get to the early days when you were writing joke books and writing bananas, which was, I love bananas, and it's awesome to, when I was going through your bio and seeing that you did bananas, that was a big childhood favorite of mine. But I'm always wondering for you as a humor writer at that time, because bananas was really kind of in the Mad Magazine, but with color, as you said.
But
how did you write jokes for kids at that time in the late 70s? Did you hone yourself as a humorist to be able to write jokes for teens and for kids?
Well, I'd been doing it like my whole life. So it wasn't, I started writing when I was 9 years old. I was this weird kid. Brought this typewriter into my room and I would type little joke books and little funny magazines and type all this stuff. My mother would be outside my door. She'd say, "Go outside and play. What's wrong with you?" I'd say, "It's boring out there." Type, 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 type. So I'd been, that's all I did. That's all I've ever done.
Do you think that helped you be an authentic writer? The way that you started so early, you're 9 years old and you're writing for your peers?
Well, I don't know. It helped me, I guess. I'm lucky I know how to communicate with kids. I think I'm a little strange for a children's author. I actually like kids. Right? I have a kid. I have a grandson now. I like kids. And I know their kids are very smart. I never talk down to them. And I sort of, I spy on them a lot, so I know what they're talking about and what kind of clothes they wear, and I can be, authentic that way.
Let's talk about your transition from humor to horror. When the editor suggested that to you, what did you know about the genre, and as a writer, how did you prepare to be able to write that genre for kids?
Well, I'd always loved horror. My brother and I, when we were kids, we went every Saturday, we'd go to a horror movie, and we'd see The Creature Walks Among Us, or The Brain That Wouldn't Die, or Creature from the Black Lagoon. We loved them. I always loved horror. Starting with those great EC horror comics, Tales from the Crypt and The Vault of Horror, that was a very early influence on me. I just never thought about writing it, but I'd always loved it, so it was kind of easy to switch over. And I think humor and horror are very close together. It's kind of the same visceral reaction that the reader gets.
That's a good point. I mean, I didn't really think about that. For writing for kids in this regard, when you started with horror and you had all those, the background of going to the movies to see horror, where did you find that balance to not be too scary?
I think the very first Goosebumps book, Welcome to Dead House, I think it's too scary. I hadn't really found the balance. And then I think I got it with the second book, which was called Stay Out of the Basement, about this father who's turning into a plant. Now he's growing leaves. And I think I kind of got it, and I realized that, you know, I wanted to put a lot of humor in, and I didn't ever want it to get really too intense.
As a humorist, I mean, that's the same question I did for the horror. Do you have to give your humor to a child in a different way than you would, say, a teen or an adult, because they're not going to get irony. They may not be ready for sarcasm. We're
right.
Talking 8, 9 years old.
No,
so how do you do
sarcasm.
That? Yeah, right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You have to be on their level. Whenever I write, you know, I write a lot of teen. I brought back my teen series, Fear Street. I'm killing off teenagers again. Everyone loves that, right?
You can't kill off the kids and the younger
kids.
No,
you don't kill
right.
off any kids. No one ever dies in Goosebumps.
Right.
But in Fear Street, I mean, it's terrible. Terrible. You know, the kids that are, I picture the readers as I write them. And if I'm doing a younger book for 7 to 12-year-olds, I kind of see these kids in front of me as I'm doing it. And it helps me relate. And if I'm doing teenagers, then I see older kids.
The success of the Goosebumps movie that was just out with Jack Black was tremendous. You know, lines to go see that movie. Talk about your relationship with the character who was the star of that show, which was Slappy. You mentioned it in one of the articles I read about, you know, going for Halloween, you know, like mm-hmm. people going as Slappy even to this day.
What a great thing. I couldn't believe all the pictures I got of like hundreds of kids going out as Slappy for Halloween this year. It was kind of amazing.
What does that make you feel, the fact that, I mean, Slappy's an older...
Makes you really good. Yeah. My grandson was a year and a half, and he went as Slappy, right? Mm-hmm. And I have the Slappy dummy here at home, and we took the clothes off the real Slappy and put them on my grandson. They fit him perfectly. And he went out wearing Slappy's real clothes. We're doing a series because of Slappy's popularity in the Goosebumps movie. We're doing a new Goosebumps series. You know, we change the name quite often now to keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The next four books are called Goosebumps Slappy World. And Slappy actually tells the stories. Wow. In the next four books that I'm writing.
For that character to take off the way it has, and you've had such memorable characters as part of the Goosebumps series, why do you think that that character resonates over the other villains?
I write him as an insult comic, and he just insults everybody. He's horribly rude, which makes it fun for me to write. And I think kids like that. He's just awful to their all the parents, all the adults in the book. He's horrible to everyone. Makes awful jokes about people before he turns really evil.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't quite do that in the movie.
Right, right.
In the
right.
movie, he was pretty much straight evil.
Yeah.
You know, he had a few laughs. I would have liked him to have more jokes.
You didn't get a chance to get a rewrite on the script?
No, I did not.
You mentioned at one point, you know, the idea of having a movie like Goosebumps that was out just last fall. You know, that's a risky move for someone who has a series like Goosebumps. It could be a series killer if the movie doesn't do well.
Tell me about it. No, it's really true. What if the movie was terrible? It could be. And I had, you know, very little control. I mean, I did make comments on the script and, you know, watched over how they treated me as a character. But, it could have been. Look how lucky I am. The movie turned out to be good. And it really helped book sales, like, tripled over Christmas.
Wow.
It was a wonderful thing. And they're talking about doing a sequel now, so I'm happy. I think Jack is signed.
Well, Jack Black plays a reclusive, mysterious author who is misunderstood but, you know, closed off to his neighborhood. But that couldn't be any further from the truth when it comes to the real R.L. Stine.
Well, it's funny. When I met Jack, he flew into New York, and we had lunch and talked, and he... You know, I think he came just to look at me, try to figure out what, and he said, Bob, what in the script is true about you? And I said, Jack, not a single thing. There's nothing true about me. He said, I'm going to play a sinister version of you. That's what I'm going to do.
Did you like that? I mean, I guess it's appropriate.
Yeah, I loved it. He's terrific. He's just a great guy, too.
You know, when you're at the Lit Fest this weekend, there's going to be different generations. You know, you're going to have the people who grew up with Goosebumps, but the kids who have been exposed to the new Goosebumps, but also the movie. How does that make you feel to know that you know, a generation is growing up and exposing your work to their kids?
So I would do a book signing, and I'd get 7-year-olds and 10-year-olds, and then 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds. And I'd say, what are you doing here? Say, we loved you when we were kids. And I realize I'm nostalgia to these people, which is a kind of a strange thing nostalgia. But, talk about the movie. It worked out perfectly because the adults went to see it for nostalgic reasons, and they brought their kids. I'm delighted. You know, it's just such a nice thing to keep on going. Goosebumps is going into its 25th year.
That's unbelievable.
It is to me, too. That's a lot of stories. What's the next plot, please?
Well, one thing that I want to ask as we wrap up here is just, you know, I'm fascinated with legacy because, you know, any author who's had the success you've had, and there are some authors that have, can be excited and jubilant and rich with both emotion and money based on the fact that they were able to be bestsellers. In your case, Goosebumps becomes required reading and even becomes intertwined with the school districts. I mean, schools have reached out and said that R.L. Stine's work is required reading for our kids. And
you know, we got kids to read is what happened.
That's what I was at. Like,
all these librarians and reading teachers have been so supportive because they saw that it actually kids who didn't read before at all, you know, picked up Goosebumps books and read. And so that's why we've had such support in the schools. And that's what it's all about, really. You know, I don't want to really terrify kids. It's all reading motivation.
And it's when they're first starting to read. That's the beauty of it, right?
6, 7 years old, it's like their first chapter books. So that's fun.
The 2016 Chicago Tribune Young Adult Literary Award goes to R.L. Stine, and he will be at the Harold Washington Library Auditorium this Saturday as part of Printers
there.
Low.
We'll be talking, and I'll sign everyone's book.
That's great.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Bob, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
I really enjoyed talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.